Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's episode of Pimp Panther Rants and Other Sports Rants podcast is brought to you by The Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Sports Drink is a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and non-sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type in at sportsdrink without the vowels. You know, basically, sportsdrink, you know, it's S-P-R-T-S-D-R-N-K. I'll ask you to close the door behind you or try not to let the funk out. Welcome to another episode of Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, guys. Excuse me. I know yesterday we uploaded my Friday's podcast where I talked about, you know, the expansion and, of course, summer 2001. One of my followers actually mentioned some other songs I have to talk about. Who is that person? I got to give him credit for this. Let me see here. Yes. My man Patrick J. at Supercuts PP. Mentions Let Me Blow Your Mind, but of course he mentions Jagged Edge, Where the Party At, and of course that Gorilla song with Clint Eastwood, you know, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I do remember that. Yeah, pretty much that song by Jagged Edge was, a lot of ways, that was pretty much the song of the summer. And yeah, we need to But of course, Let Me Blow Your Mind from Eve and Gwen Stefani. I suppose that was at PNC or whatever. PNC, that was Kevin Young's walk-up song. My first Pirate game, I think, what year was that? Was that 2003? When was my first Pirate game? I think 2002 was. I went to the game in 2003 and almost got kicked out. Well, I got a whole bunch of people in trouble because I was drunk and I was acting like a moron. And, of course, those same people I talked to on Panther Lair, I kept asking when they were having the big tailgate parties. And, of course, they wanted nothing to do with me after that. And I felt kind of bad. And, you know, looking back, yeah, I was an asshole. And I can see why they would not want to associate with me I was drunk and I couldn't handle my liquor, or my beer at that point. But let's take a look at what's been going on. Now there's a bunch of guys on the pit front. They got a bunch of commits and I guess I missed a lot of them. Well, it happens. Let's see. They got an offensive lineman. Let's see, Philip Daniels. I may have talked about it earlier, but whatever. Offer some BC and Minnesota, Purdue, so pretty good sheet there of offers. I mean, that's enough to there. Then of course their latest one, Lamar Seymour, a wide receiver from Florida. Offers from Miami, Auburn, UCF, Colorado, Georgia Tech. I mean, pretty good offer sheet. And also another Florida kid, Jesse Anderson. I think I may have missed him as well. Offers from Pittsburgh, Maryland, Boston College, Illinois, Indiana, Louisville, Wake Forest. So obviously he's an, you know, ACC type of player. Then there's Ty Ray, offensive tackle from Florida. There's Indiana offered him. Syracuse, Florida State. No, there's no offer for Florida State. Never mind. But it did have an offer for Indiana and some Florida schools. Pitt currently, their overall ranking is 32. They're never have a top 25 class. I mean they've had some here and there, but they're consistently never going to have a top 25 class. It's just how that is. But if you look at the breakdown by state, they got 6 kids from Florida, 4 from Ohio, 2 from Pennsylvania, 1 from District of Columbia, 1 from Georgia, 1 from New Jersey, 1 from Tennessee. And let's see, offensively, they got, Well, special teams 4, and that could be athlete, that could be anybody, athletes, whatever. But overall, in the South, Pitt's got 8 players from the South. And, you know, kind of somewhere in the Northeast, they're still hanging out because they got, you know, guys from, you know, they got 4 from Ohio, 2 from PA, and 1 from Jersey, 1 from DC. So they're still, well, actually, they got, let's see. Oh, yeah, it got Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. I mean, you could probably, oh, yeah, basically, you can, DC, I don't know, I kind of, that's weird because the Mason-Dixon line, I think, is like, what is it, Pittsburgh and, it's between Pennsylvania and Baltimore. That's like one part of it. Because I remember crossing the Mason-Dixon line when I would go to Ocean City. So I guess you can I call D.C. Northeast. And the reason why is I live in Texas. And I don't know. I mean, D.C.'s so far up there, I don't really consider them the South. I just consider Maryland the South, but, I mean, if you go to Baltimore, as you see, it doesn't really feel like it. Well, Baltimore doesn't feel like it. But, I mean, there is that stretch from Breezewood to Baltimore, that stretch of 70, where you can definitely tell that it is kind of, you know, it looks Southern. But, I mean, does it look any different from any country parts of Pennsylvania where you drive on 80 or 76, you know? Especially, you know, when you're going past Greensburg into Delmont and all that, Indiana. Or it just does have a different feel because you're crossing the Mason-Dixon line. I don't know. Or maybe it's because you can buy alcohol and, you know, in gas stations. I mean, I think you can in Maryland now. I think we're able to. I know, at least that's what I love about going to Ohio is I can go to Giant Eagle and go buy beer. And thank God, you know, Pennsylvania has moved up in that part of the world. They've had to move up. I mean, if you want a 6-pack of beer, shoot, you can go to Walgreens or even a gas station if you're that much of a jam and go grab something. Whereas back in the day, we had to go to beer distributors and states, well, still, I think you still have to go to state stores for liquor. Unless that changed. But yeah, I mean, my dad would go to the beer distributor, get his cases of beer for, you know, or fill up his cooler for the Little League game, you know, so they can party afterwards. And of course, fireworks too. I mean, maybe I think is fireworks legal in Maryland? Let me see. Maybe that's what gives me the Southern vibe. Fireworks legal Maryland. Okay, they're illegal. But I think maybe Maryland gave me that whole I think the whole southern part of vibe of Maryland was when we would cross the state lines and we'd see the fireworks shops all, you know, that were up. I think that's what did it for me. Because knowing that the fireworks, you know, I always had this feeling that fireworks were illegal in the South no matter where you went. Actually, they're illegal in Texas, but people light them off anyway. I think they're allowed to sell them, but just don't get caught with them, or don't have the neighbor that's gonna call the cops on you, because there's a good chance that your neighbors probably are dog owners, and or have young kids. Young kids isn't so bad, but usually the ones that own dogs, get pissed off the most? Because once those dogs hear those booms, and cats too, they get freaked out. And then you got to deal, and then of course you got to deal with that. I mean, you can deal with a kid in some ways over the fireworks, because you're just like, yeah, it's just fireworks, no big deal, go back to sleep. A dog, on the other hand, you can't tell a dog, hey, Speck, it's just a firework. Don't worry about a dog. You can't tell Fluffy the cat that it's a, you know, it's just a stupid firework, because they're not going to be able to comprehend it. Excuse me, I'm at the fridge grabbing the rest of my smoothie I made. Now, I had a friend on Facebook who made a rant about how he said married couples get pets because instead of kids, because they want to avoid the responsibility of raising a child. And now, this was before politics took over Facebook and people became political. And so what you have was some of the weird takes, and that was pretty much one of the weirder ones, because owning a pet is a responsibility in itself, explain the rehoming of pets all the time, where people just, you know, one thing you don't do is you buy your kid a dog for Christmas or for birthday because he's going to get tired, he's going to get sick of the novelty, and next thing you know, you're rehoming a dog. How the hell did I go from pit recruiting to northern southern territories to dogs, to dog ownership? Oh, no, fireworks, I guess that's kind of how, you know, I got that whole southern thing. I just saw a tweet pop on my timeline, and it's not political related, it's just something else. We really need football to start back up. Because I just find that people are logging in here and they're just finding random things to be pissed off over. But anyways, let's see. Heinz Field is no more. You know, and people are really upset over this. Oh, so there were secret meetings. I have to read this too, but the secret meetings of USC, UCLA, ACC was supposedly talking to West Virginia. Okay, so the ACC was we're wondering if it was stable to add West Virginia. And they were talking about adding USC. God, the ACC was asleep at the wheel. Yeah, they should have. I mean, if that's the case, the ACC should have pounced on USC. I can't believe I'm talking expansion shit again. Interesting stuff, and now I'm flying off topic. Now, if the ACC was contemplating adding USC, expanding west, well, they still can. They can add Oregon and Washington if they really wanted to. They could do that. But, I mean, what else could they add? I don't know. But let's get back to what I was supposed to be talking about. Oh yeah, Heinz changed. Heinz is no longer some sort of financial firm type of name, Acrisure. Who cares? I mean, it doesn't really matter. And I'm seeing people say, oh, it's not going to be the same, you know. I mean, people are really deeply affected by this. I mean, people are affected over the fact there's no more ketchup bottles. Who gives a shit? I mean, things change. I mean, if I'm going to a game at Heinz, especially Steeler game, I'm watching the Steelers play, I'm enjoying myself, and I'm not worried about the damn ketchup bottles coming down. I went to Steeler games at Three Rivers, Empire games. I mean, there's stuff I used to that didn't carry over to Heinz. I mean, the the light bright scoreboard from Three Rivers didn't carry over. So like when they would do those, you know, the cheers and stuff, or the drawings of, you know, of a football player hugging a football using the jumbo, you know, using the light bright jumbotron. I mean, that didn't carry over. Instead, we got, you know, some steel worker carrying a chain and slamming something and saying first, you know, the signal first down or some crap like that. I don't know. It's been over a decade since I've been on a game in Heinz Field. My dad has season tickets, but I haven't been back really to go see one. But, I mean, life goes on, folks. We all know that, and you know that. All right, let's go into some other stuff here. I'm going to close up this podcast. I got like 15 minutes out of it. I did see that Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, and I guess his girlfriend broke up, and supposedly she spilled the beans that he was sleeping with his mom's best friend. I'm actually surprised more and more these athletes aren't doing this. And I think it's a good move and a strategic move. Because if I'm an athlete, why not just go to the 35 and over pool or 40 and over pool for, you know, in terms of dating or friends with benefits type of thing? Because there's a good chance that, there's a good chance they can have kids, you know. Their tubes are more likely tied, and they all have their own money most likely as well. I mean, I'm sure the woman that Zach Wilson was, the mom's best friend, I'm sure she has her own money. I mean, I think it's a good idea. I see nothing wrong with that. I mean, why mess with an Instagram groupie or something like that who probably doesn't have their own money? They may have it, but it's just not enough. I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, that's a great idea because you avoid some sort of pregnancy. And then that can hold you over until you meet the actual person you want to settle down with. I mean, I think what Zach Wilson did was genius. As for his mom's best friend, now that it's been blown up, it kind of sucks for her because, well, she lost a friendship, more than likely. I mean, if you're banging your best friend's son, I mean, it's kind of bad. Well, he's an adult, but still, you know. It's obviously going to be a bad look. I mean, I'm 43 now. I mean, when I went back in the dating pool after Lord knows how long. I mean, I had plenty of, I had girls half my age that were interested in me, and they were early 20s. Very pretty girls. I just didn't think, what does a girl that age, or woman that age, one with a guy like me who's 43, three kids, a whole bunch of other mess. Well, they just basically wanted a sugar daddy, and I'm more of a splendid daddy. And from my perspective, I have nothing in common with these, I'm not having anything in common with these people other than the physical, and I really don't have the budget to be paying people school loans and whatnot, the rent. I don't have that kind of job, and I just don't think it's just something I would do. But for Zach Wilson, I mean, like I said, if you're trying to avoid this, and Cougars aren't, they're I mean, sure, they're no spring chickens, but there's some pretty good-looking ones, and plenty of them. So, why not? I think what Zach did was genius. All right, let's wrap this up here. I got 3 packs of Collector's Edge Football, the rookie update. And this one, you can pull the Ronnie Lott autograph. Now, I've already opened some of these, and let's be honest with you. I mean, you get 6 cards, and it's just these cards are just trash. I think the best card I've gotten, maybe. Oh, I got a Tony Sackett card, but let's see with this first pack. I'm opening 3 packs. Let's see. I got a Kurt Barber, rookie linebacker. Oh, a Joe Montana. Jimmy Smith from the Cowboys, wide receiver. Another Kurt Barber. Ooh, 2 Kurt Barbers in 1 pack. Ooh, Tommy Maddox. Tommy Gunn. And Lewis Billups. Tommy Maddox, this was when they drafted Tommy Maddox because they thought John Elway was washed. At least Dan Reeves thought, I think, is what it was. But Dan Reeves eventually got fired, and smarter people prevailed and kept Elway, and eventually they won 2 Super Bowls. They should have won 3, but of course they choked against Jacksonville in that one year. All right, pack number 2. Edgar Bennett from the Packers. Steve Israel. Let me take a look at this guy. Yep, Pittsburgh. Derek Brown. Vaughn Dunbar. Yeah, I remember when he was in... Rich Gannon. And Tony Sacka. Wow. Edgar Bennett was part of those Packer teams. We all know who Tony Sacka is. Vaughn Dunbar, I remember. I had high hopes for him as when he got drafted. Him and Rashawn Salaam were 2 that I really liked. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. All right, let's go to pack number 3. Now, I am looking for basketball cards still to open. So I'm looking for packs to buy. It's a pain in the ass because a lot of these cards, NBA on the resale values is pretty big. All right, let's take a look at this one now. Darren Woodson, the hero from the Super Bowl. Roger Craig in a Vikings uniform. Bumps Petulski. Don't know who he is. Chess McLaughlin. Marco Coleman and Mark Wheeler. So imagine like spending like $2 on a pack of cards. Because supposedly these were really good cards. They were rare, supposedly. And you get that type of mess. And I spent $20 on that box. So there was 24 packs. Which, you know, back in the day, a box of this, box of that would probably have been a lot more than that. I think I got 2 more packs in here. Ooh, I got 3 more guys. You know what? Let's just open these last 3 packs. Then I'm going to get to... I have to get to the summer 2001. I have to revisit that. Thanks to one of my colleagues. Because we have to revisit that again. So let's go and open these last 3 packs. And then I'm about to buy a box. I'm about to buy one of those card boxes and dump these things in them. All right, we got Corey Harris. Leon Searcy, a Steeler. Brad Muster, Tracy Scroggins, Mark Booty, and Neil Anderson. The Neil Anderson cards are worth them. You know, that was weird. But that's when the Steelers salary cap woes started. It was when... We could no longer draft. I mean, we drafted Searcy and we let him go because we couldn't afford him after that. And that's when the salary cap woes started for the Steelers because we were getting all these good players and they were doing well. And we couldn't afford to keep them. But the Steelers drafted so well that they could replace them, and eventually the well just ran dry at one point, if I remember correctly. I mean, when you lose Rob Woodson, Darren Perry, Cornell Lake, guys like that, it's life's hard. I mean, Greg Lloyd started to age. You know. All right, let's get the rest of these. Ricky Irvins, Shane Collins, Dale Carter, Robert Brooks. He was a good receiver for the Packers. And Johnny Mitchell, a tight end for the Jets. All right, we got one more pack. Yep, last pack. Who we get? Yeah, this is it. Last pack of cards. Jason Hansen, who played forever. Charles Mann, Marquez Pope. Another Jason Hansen. Oh, cool. Robert Jones and Quentin Coriot. So other than the Montana and the handful of just a pack of shit, it was basically a box of shit. Oh, well. All right, let's get to this. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Let's try it. Testing, testing. Okay. I actually just, I realized I was on pause, but let's do this. Come on. I had to bring this back up. Jagged Edge for the party featuring Nelly. Yeah, if there was ever a song of the summer 2001, this would probably be it. I mean, pretty much you heard this song everywhere, I remember. For me, we used to go to this fraternity at CMU, the party. Carnegie Mellon, that is. And they always, the parties always ended at midnight, usually 11, because they either had to study or had class early in the morning. But this is one of the songs that blared out of their frat house. Yep. And of course, you went anywhere else, this song was blaring. All right, let's go to the next one here. We got to do this one, too. I hope no ads come up for this one. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, it doesn't. Cool. I remember this came out, and I remember people were amazed by this. And I think what really made it was Della Funky Homo Sapien appeared in this. And I think, what was it? When did Deltron get released? Yep. Yeah, Deltron 33 came out in 2000. And then he was supposed to release the sequel to Deltron 33. And he didn't release it for probably a good 13, it took him 13 years. Remember, Gorillaz had that whole like cartoon type of thing going for them on their videos, and it was awesome, and you know, they had some other hits as well. But yeah, I had to cover those two, and I'm sure there was a lot more than this. There was a play more hits, but you know, ones I remember very vividly. I'm trying to think, was there anything else? Oh, we can't forget Linkin Park. I mean, Linkin Park was still big at that time. They had some, I believe they had some tracks during that summer as well. They definitely did. Yeah, they did. I'm not gonna revisit those today. Anyways, guys, it's been fun. Hell to Pit. Talk to you later.